So after this excellent review on flux compactification and stabilization of module, the only thing which I want to add to this part is that as far as current observations can be trusted, we seem to be in agreement with phenomenology of the four-dimensional general relativity. And therefore, string theory as well as M theory, starting from 11 or 10 dimension, has to come up in the end with some picture of four-dimensional space, and this is why flux compactification and stabilization of moduli become such an important issue over the last few years. So part of all attempts to understand stabilization of moduli have to do with instanton corrections. And so what we were doing over the last period of time, trying to understand better under what conditions this coefficient A in front of e to the minus rho is actually not vanishing. So to understand it in presence of fluxes, we had to revisit the issue of index of Dirac operator on Euclidean M5 brain and DC brain with background fluxes. So we worked out the general condition for existence of such instanton corrections, and I was personally stimulated by D3-D7 cosmological model, which gives an example related to stabilization of all moduli in M theory on K3 times K3, and correspondingly type 2B on K3 times T2 over Z2. So I will report on a few recent papers which have been written with Aspinwald, Bekshov, Kashani, Pur, Sorokin, and Tomasiello. So first I would like to remind you that string community has the universe as a source of information and not much more, because the accelerators will not tell us about the fundamental issues of string theory. To some extent they will, but really universe is something which is a source of information. And the impact of the discovery of the current acceleration of the universe was the following. Until recently, string theory, over the last 20 years, it was well known that string theory has difficulty describing early universe inflation. The discovery of current acceleration made the problem even more severe, but also helped to identify the root of the problem. And so the problem is, for string theory, how to get this effective four-dimensional near de Sitter space or de Sitter space, starting with 10D string theory or 11-dimensional theory. So when I talk about near de Sitter space, I mean early universe inflation, whose scale is of the order 10 to the minus 5 of M. Planckian. And this small picture is just a reminder of what Gibbon told us yesterday. And what I want to attract your attention is there are many independent observations which seem to point out to this possibility that it was inflation describing the universe at early times. On the other hand, when we talk about practically de Sitter space today, and this again was given by the various set of data which finally point out to the fact that 70% of the current energy density of the universe have to do with dark energy, and so string theory has to address it somehow. What also I wanted to mention here is that the most recent data point out that it is closer to cosmological constant than we thought before, but we need another 10 years of accumulating of data to make sure what actually dark energy is. So I will switch immediately to more technical issues of type 2B string theory compactified on K3 times T2 over Z2. And this is a natural state for D3-D7 cosmological model. So flat vacua in this model have been studied by Trivedi Tripathi in string theory and by Angelo Tonov, Dauria, Ferrara, Trigiante in string theory and in four-dimensional gauge supergravity. And they did stabilization of all modula but scalar modula, because fluxes don't stabilize them. So the minimal remaining modula space in this model is a particular coset space. And the interesting features here are that part of the unfixed moduli are in vector multiplets, and this is a number of D3 brains, but also it includes a volume of K3, whereas the remaining part of the modular space includes hypers. So with regard to vector multiplets, it was clear that T stabilization is possible for the volume of K3. However, the volume of C2 over Z2 is in the hyper, and therefore it was not clear whether KKT stabilization is possible for this volume, because Gugino condensation is not going to work. So as a reminder, in our construction, you can use either Gugino condensation, and this works only for vector multiplets and does not work for hypers. So for K3 it was okay. KKLT2, however, which are instantons from Euclidean D3 brain wrapped on 4 cycles, it may work for vector multiplets and hypers, but it was not clear whether we actually have the instantons here. And so the status of this story in 2004 was the following. According to rules established before fluxes were introduced, the relevant M-theory divisors in our model have an arithmetic genus 2, and therefore one could incorrectly conclude that there are no stabilizing instantons for our favorite cosmological model. Here is a reminder. In 96, Ed Witten noticed that if you go with M-theory counting of fermion zero modes of the Dirac operator on M5 brain wrapped on a fixed cycle of Calabi-Yau fault, you find that such instanton corrections are possible only in case that the four-fold admits divisors with holomorphic characteristics equal to 1. And so the counting of fermionic zero mode with positive and negative charge in normal direction had to give you this number 1, and then you have non-vanishing instanton corrections. In presence of such instantons, there is a correction to superpotential, which at large volume yields the term required in KKLT construction. And so this is the crucial point. Under what condition this coefficient A is not vanishing, because the stabilization depends on it. So in presence of fluxes, there were indications starting from 2003, and many people thought about it. The indications were that the rule chi equals 1 may not be necessary. And so here's a list of people who contributed to it, and I will explain our recent results. So we established a new rule replacing the rule chi equals 1 in presence of fluxes. So we did the following. We constructed Dirac operator on M5 brain with background fluxes, performed the counting of fermionic zero modes, and found the generalized index. Studied interesting examples like stabilization of all moduli in M-theory on K3 times K3 and its F-theory limit. Constructed Dirac operator on D3 brain with background flux and defined the index. And finally, we studied interesting examples in type 2B. This was K3 times C2 over Z2. General Fanon manifolds and orientifold T6 over Z2, but the construction is open to any other model. And let me explain you what happened. So it is actually very simple. So Dirac action on M5 brain with background fluxes is simple, and everybody who has seen gravitino transformation immediately recognized this differential operator here. So this is a 4 flux, and this is a bunch of gamma matrices. And so we have to do the counting in presence of these fluxes, which is basically a torsion in the superspace. This action was obtained, it was not known, so we have presented it with Sorokin. And so here is the new Dirac equation on the brain. And now A, B, C are indices on the brain, and I are orthogonal. These are normal directions. And so Witten's analysis was before these fluxes were introduced, and we wanted to generalize this analysis. So the question a year ago was, is it possible that the index of the Dirac operator will be affected by the flux? And we had many discussions with various people, and it was not clear what will happen. So we basically did a brute force calculation. So the theta equations which we deal with are different. Can you give me the pointer, please? The theta equations, as different from previous situations, have this right-hand side, depending on fluxes. And we just made an ansatz, which depends on various kind of fermionic zero modes. And the most interesting part was one of the equations which I present here. So you see the case without fluxes, and here is the flux contribution in this fermionic equation. And then we have defined a particular operator such that it projects out those two terms. And because this Dirac equation has this part depending on fluxes, this was a new equation which the corresponding 0-2 form had to satisfy. So this new constraint on zero modes, which is trivial in absence of fluxes, have to be satisfied. And so for a generic choice of flux, this system where phi bc is 0-2 form, if the generic choice of flux was made, and the flux is of maximal rank, to find the solution of this equation basically tells you that 0-2 forms are not zero modes of Dirac operators anymore. And so here is our answer with Kashani-Pur and Tomasiela. So the new computation of normal bundle U1 anomaly gives an index which is the old index minus this additional term. This is a number of 0-2 fermionic modes, and this is a new number, n, which depends, which is the dimension of solution of the constraint equation which I showed you before, which depends on fluxes. And what is interesting is that this number n could be anything between 0 and H02, which means that in absence of fluxes, we just reproduce Witten's results. But in general case, the condition to have instanton is chi equals 1, and in various cases it may either correspond to arithmetic genus equals 1 or not equals 1. So let me now tell you about my recent work with Aspinwall, which is based on this counting, where we fixed all modula for M theory on K3 times K3, and I'll show you the movie which Paul prepared, which shows the K3 surface as, I will start with Kummer's surface, but then I will vary the deformation parameter. And so you will see this surface. What happens here, see, this is Kummer's surface. When it is, you have 16 singular points. But when you vary deformation parameters, it becomes what it should be, a non-singular K3 surface. So we have found that M theory compactified on K3 times K3 is incredibly simple and elegant. And what happens is that without fluxes, the compactified 3D theory, there are two 8D-dimensional quaternionic Keller spaces, one for each K3, with non-vanishing primitive 2-2 flux. Each K3 becomes so-called attractive K3, and one half of all moduli are fixed. 40 in each K3 still remain moduli and need to be fixed by instantons. There are exactly 20 proper force cycles in each K3, and they provide instanton corrections from M5 brains wrapped on these cycles. So we were quite happy and concluded that modular space is no more in this model. So there is something which I want to give a little bit more details on attractive K3 surfaces. So Greg Moore was using his lectures on attractors in arithmetic recently. So in M3 and K3 times K3, the complex structures are uniquely determined by choice of a flux. And so I would like to bring up the correspondence with SLTZ equivalence classes of positive, definite, even integral binary quadratic forms, which can be written in terms of this matrix for each of the K3. And so the attractive K3 has the following feature, that this is the form, and the value of a modular on each of those surfaces takes the value which those people who worked on near horizon black hole attractors immediately can recognize as the formula they have seen. And so flux Vacuum attractors have a very interesting relation here. So the attractor value of the area of the black hole with the same P's and Q's is given by square root of determinant of this matrix. And it's interesting that the area of the unit cell in the transcendental lattice of the attractive K3 is precisely the attractor value of the horizon area of the corresponding black hole. Therefore, I think that there will be a more deeper relation between flux vacuum attractors, and they may be discovered in more general case than just this attractive K3. So I want to mention also that in the process of investigation, we came across abstracted instanton concepts. And this is just a statement that you can choose the fluxes in a way that you have no instanton corrections, or in a way that you have instanton corrections. And this may be useful for the purposes of cosmology. So if we want to proceed from M3 to K3 times C2 over Z2, it turns out all we have to do is one of the K3 has to be a Kummer surface, and this just tells that one of these Q has to be even binary quadratic form, and it has to be twice another even binary quadratic form, and you're done with size to be. So I'll just tell you how simple things work in M theory. So all we have to do is to wrap our M5 brains on K3-1 times P1 inside K3-2, as well as P1 inside K3-2. And from there, in presence of fluxes, it is easy to establish that everything works well. And so we proved that there are 40 independent functions on 40 variables, and all modula unfixed by fluxes are fixed by instantons. I'll go shortly how it all goes into K3 times T2 over Z2. Things are more complicated, but they simply follow from everything I told before. So because we have so many fluxes, moreover, fluxes break supersymmetry, we didn't trust that much with dual relations, and we decided to perform the analysis directly in type 2B, where we didn't have a Witten's answer in absence of fluxes. So we just had to work out what happens. And this is a recent paper with Berkshoff, Kashani, Sorokin, and Tomasiela. And this is what we just introduced the index as before. And we derived Dirac equation in presence of background flux. And so the classical action was known. Again, you see this is a supersymmetry transformation of gravitina and gelatina pulled back on D3 brains. We found a very interesting phenomenon here, that duality covariant gauge fixing of kappa symmetry has to be performed in a way that it has to be compatible with oriented folding. This was a very non-trivial point, and not every gauge fixing of kappa symmetry is compatible with oriented folding. So you don't know what your Dirac operator is in the first place. So we have established this gauge fixed action where on states of positive chirality, this term G tilde is just the standard G3 which people are using in type 2B. And on states of negative chirality, it is minus I G bar. G3 here is just a standard primitive 2-1-3 form of type CD string theory, which Rani and Polchinski told us preserve M equals 1 CD string theory. So the counting of fermionic zero nodes using the ANSATZ analogous to M5 proceeds as follows. We have extra equations to solve of the same type, and you clearly see that 2-0 and 1-0 modes may be killed if you have the corresponding fluxes. And so orientifold projection in addition may cut some zero modes when the divisor hits the O plane. And so here is the example. First of all, we have applied the formalism to this K3 T2 over Z2 orientifold, and we have shown that our results are consistent with conclusions attainable via duality from M-clear analysis. We had four cases, four different situations without fluxes and with fluxes. So the formalism in type 2B is now checked on known examples. More interesting was to compare with recent work of Trivedi and Tripathi in case of T6 over Z2. So we find that the index equals 1 and instanton corrections are possible under conditions that the divisor hits the O plane. However, we found also that the index equals -3, and therefore there are no instanton corrections when the divisor is off the O plane, which is interesting because it tells us that we can control the situation and have either instantons if we want them and stabilization or not. And of course, it all goes into the issue as to how can we do things in a way to have all volume modulo fixed, but to keep a flat direction, which we need for cosmology for slow roll. Also, it was quite nice to observe that the construction works for general finite manifolds, and without fluxes and with fluxes, we know how to deal with them. So back to string cosmology. What have we learned? The goal is to stabilize all moduli, but the inflaton field should correspond to a flat direction of the potential, if we want to describe the data from string theory. In several versions of string inflation scenario, the inflaton field corresponds to position of D3 brain. Thus, we would like to keep D3 brain mobile, if possible, or specify conditions when it is possible. So there are two models where we have mobile D3 brain. One of them, which was discussed in the context of cosmic strings by Joe Polchinski, and here we need some fine-tuning, and after this fine-tuning has been done, we have all kinds of phenomenologies, and this is not quite clear what is the right version of it. So the other model of D3, D7 brain inflation with volume stabilization and shift symmetry, slightly broken by quantum corrections, has this De Sitter valley, and then it has a waterfall where to the ground state where D-flatness condition is resolved. It has a nice terminology. In particular, there will be soon a paper by Kaufman and Yi. They were explaining difficulties of exit from inflation and heating in D3D, anti-D3 annihilation. Here's the annihilation in the end of inflation and the exit and the heating of the universe are well known. Therefore, it would be very interesting to verify whether the conjecture of no fine-tuning under special conditions can be realized so that we will get the D-term inflation. And this flat direction is something which we would like to establish mathematically that it is possible. So, in short, modulo stabilization and D3, D7 inflation, I'd like to say that the purpose of the studies of instanton corrections was in particular to clarify the case of modulo stabilization in this particular inflationary model. Our new results show that the goal of fixing all moduli except the position of D3 brains, which is the inflaton, in this model is now established, either by duality from M theory or directly in type 2B. The classical shift symmetry of this model, which implies flatness of the inflaton direction associated with the position of D3 brain, may survive under certain conditions, which was discussed in these papers. And this is just a reminder that when we have a stabilization of moduli, we would like the motion of the brain not to destabilize it. So I'd like to raise now the issue of mobile DC brain, which is practical end of my talk. So is the inferton direction flat? And previous investigations suggesting that D3 may be fixed, I would like to list all of them. So in 96, in absence of fluxes, Origanor explained under what conditions the pre-exponential factor may depend on the position, and we want to see how it will work in our new class of models. These people studied, again, this additional dependence on position of D3 brain, but they were using Gugino condensation. Now that we have instantons, we don't need Gugino condensation, and we hope that this argument will go away. There is another argument recently suggested by Berglund and Meyer. However, they assume that one can use the Wolfschmidt instanton calculation and duality in presence of Ramon-Ramon fluxes, which breaks supersymmetry, and this is questionable. In our direct approach, the position of DC brain, this is not a volume, so we cannot wrap a brain on it. So they are not fixed by other fluxes or known instantons from wrapped brains. And the inferton direction is flat. So we hope to study all of this more, and hopefully the corresponding picture will be that, in general, indeed, you don't expect flat directions, but perhaps because we would like to derive from fundamental principles, from string theory, at least one model of inflation which has this slow roll naturally built in. And so the situation with the mobile D3 brain is not yet understood, but I think it was like a year ago when we didn't know when we have instanton corrections, when we don't have instanton corrections in presence of fluxes. Thank you.
Any questions? Do you have any idea what happens when you include multi-instanton corrections or multi-instanton corrections or
This is a very good question, and indeed we don't know yet. So far, what I told you was the story about the when A in front of E to the whatever is zero or not. And so fluxes do affect it. And so it took us a year to understand it clearly in M theory as well as in type 2B theory. And what will happen when we have, in principle, we have to sum over instantons, we have multi-instanton corrections, and we don't know yet. But this is one of the issues why I gave this strange title for my talk, String Cosmology and the Index of Dirac Operator. My message was we have to do a revision of constructions known in string theory with the purpose to be able to address current cosmological data from fundamental string theory, and perhaps we have to develop our tools. In particular, what will happen with multi-instantons, we don't know as of today.
Other questions? Not, let's thank Renata again.